In the weeks after the Boston Marathon bombing, APD reported a 30% rise in suspicious package sightings. It was at this point Mayor Kasim Reed in a press conference reassured Peachtree runners.
We will not allow the acts of two sick murderers to alter our way of life or our behavior.
He promised a safe race.
I don't want to paint a fairy tale picture. The city's not going to run normally that day. We're going to deploy extraordinary resources to keep it safe, and it's going to be disruptive.
60,000 runners are expected for the annual 4th of July race. 150,000 more people are expected to watch. Additionally, the Braves are playing, and a fireworks show is planned at Centennial Park. Law enforcement officials say every officer will be on call. Wanda Dunham is MARTA's police chief.
We will be covered on buses, trains, and platforms. Every employee, every sworn officer will be here.
Race and security officials are asking spectators to avoid bringing backpacks and other large items. Dunham is also encouraging people to use a free MARTA app created to anonymously report suspicious behavior.
It's a new tool that gives the message to us quickly and goes directly to the MARTA Police 911 Center.
For smoother movement around the city, MARTA officials say more buses and trains will be made available. Train wait times will go from 15 minutes to between 5 and 10 minutes. Meanwhile, APD Chief George Turner has touted the city's enhanced surveillance system. He said in the span of a year, it has gone from 50 cameras to more than 1,300.
There should not be a single spot on the route that will not have camera coverage.
Turner said all bags will be subject to search, particularly those seen close to the beginning and end of the race. The day's events will kick off with Peachtree's wheelchair race, which begins at 6:45 a.m. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.